You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are visiting with Charamaine Johnson, the owner and baker of Naturally Sweet Desserts, with a mission to increase consumption of plant-based foods and empower customers to make healthy food choices. Her method is delicious vegan desserts. Naturally Sweet Desserts creates delicious dairy-free, vegan, soy and GMO-free, and low-glycemic artisan pastries made with locally sourced fruit, vegetables, and herbs. Charamaine, a pleasure to have you with us today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Good morning, Eric. It is a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having us.
Hey, you're welcome. Our pleasure as well. So why did you start a vegan bakery?
So I struggled with type 2 diabetes for many years. My grandmother passed away from it, and several members of my family are still plagued with it. I discovered the benefits of a plant-based diet by searching for a natural and healthier way to manage my insulin levels. And I was always known for baking, cooking in my family, so it was unrealistic for me to completely remove desserts from my life, even with diabetes, because I love the joy that baking brings. So I began working as a dietitian to add more whole grains, fruits, and vegetables to my diet. I asked one day where I could find a chocolate chip cookie that met my new dietary needs. And she told me to go to get something from the diabetic section. And to my surprise, the first ingredient was sugar, along with other ingredients I wasn't able to renounce and wasn't supposed to eat anymore now that I was whole grain. And since I wasn't able to find what I wanted in the grocery store and bakery, I decided to create my own. And also, when you talk to people about being vegan or eating anything vegan, most people are resistant based on what they've heard and some of the food choices, but everybody loves great dessert. So my way of promoting plant-based diet is to create delicious desserts that taste so good that you wouldn't know that they were vegan, as a way to start the conversation, and allows me to share these benefits with my customers' healthy life in mind.
That is a great angle, no doubt about that, and really interesting how the start began. Now, what did you do before you started your business?
I used to be and still dabble a bit in information technology. I've been a program project manager for about 15 years, managing application development, e-commerce, and process improvement projects. And I find that information technology and baking sort of goes hand in hand, because you're using a lot of creativity to manage projects, and you need to do the same thing when you're cooking.
What would you say are the challenges for artisan businesses like yours in the market?
Distribution and visibility. If you don't put in proper money into marketing, you won't be seen. And if you don't have proper distribution, then you won't be able to get your products out to the masses in the way that you need, so that your business is growing and thriving.
Yeah, that certainly makes sense. Today, we're joined by Charamaine Johnson, the owner and baker of Naturally Sweet Desserts, with a mission to increase consumption of plant-based foods and empower customers to make healthy food choices. Her method is delicious vegan desserts, and she's joined us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, how are your vegan desserts different from your competitors?
We believe that the ingredients that are locally sourced, sustainably grown and harvested, create the most delicious desserts. We focus on using non-GMO fruits, vegetables, herbs, and spices. And our desserts also don't contain white flour or white sugar that's typically used in baking. Everything that we make is good for the body. So our competitors don't necessarily focus on the benefits of healing herbs like cinnamon and black pepper and cumin and turmeric. We use those items and those types of seasonings in our desserts. So besides the fact that it's dairy-free and low sugar, our customers are also benefited by the herbs and spices that we use. which makes us unique from most bakeries.
I also hear that you have some exciting news to share. Tell us about the Kensington Storefront Challenge.
So we're really excited. Naturally Sweet Desserts is one of the winners announced to receive financial and technical support in setting up shop at one of Shift Capital's unused properties along the Kensington Corridor in Philadelphia, downtown Philadelphia. So out of 60 applicants, Naturally Sweet Desserts and Insomnia Vegan, I actually have two businesses, was chosen. We will receive 1 year of free commercial rent for the commercial space, funding to help improve the interior and the exterior of the space, and this device. So we're so excited about this next chapter in our business. The shop will open up in the spring, and it gives our customers an opportunity to have an actual bakery that they can come into to get our desserts. We'll be serving pastries as well as vegan food. And in January, we're launching Rock Your Vegan live online cooking class. We found that many people who are trying to transition into a vegan lifestyle or a plant-based diet are apprehensive or lack confidence when it comes to cooking plant-based meals, especially since they're transitioning from eating meat and how to figure out how to make fruits and vegetables taste as good or better as maybe some of the fish or lamb that they may have eaten in the past. So Rock Your Vegan will teach them everything from how to stock their pantry to prepare meals from scratch, giving them the confidence they need to create those delicious meals for them, themselves and their families at home.
I'm sure that's certainly exciting and some really good news there, exciting stuff there as well. In conclusion, coming from you and your experience and knowledge of nutritious eating, what would be one thing that you could leave with our listeners that they could put into action or practice today that would help them to be more healthier?
Drink more water, as I know people say that all the time, but it is very important that we stay hydrated. And I think if I had another tip, because a lot of people are trying to transition and there are various levels of veganism, et cetera, I think that just the intent that you want to be healthier, making that one step of a meatless meal or trying to put more vegetables into your diet on a weekly basis, small steps. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And for folks just to be gentle with themselves as they are changing their entire lifestyle, their palates, the way that they eat, the way that they move through the world. As you become a vegan, you start to become a little more conscious about the planet and animal rights and the food that you put in your body and the things that you use in your household, etc. So as you move through that journey, just be gentle with yourself because it takes time to adjust from what we are used to eating and the way we're used to moving through the world and moving into a different mindset. So just be gentle with yourself, but just be intentional.
Certainly some great advice there, and thanks so much for sharing that. Where can our listeners connect with you and get more details on Naturally Sweet Desserts?
So we have a few ways for folks to reach out to us. www.naturallysweetdesserts.com is the website that has, we have a blog, plenty of articles about transitioning into a plant-based diet. www.insomniavegan.com is our late night vegan delivery service. So from 9 p.m. to 1 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays in downtown Philadelphia, we deliver delicious vegan yumminess. So you can go to insomniavegan.com. We also have an Instagram for Insomnia Vegan, which is Instagram Insomnia Vegan. A Instagram for Naturally Sweet Desserts, which is Sweet Baker. And then our Twitter account is Vegan, the letter N, Vegan and Delicious. And then we'll be opening up our new shop in the next 6 months and we'll be sharing information with our customers about the Rock Your Vegan cooking classes. They are to start on January 7th, and we're starting to send information out to our potential customers with a free cooking class for the Rock Your Vegan online classes within the next couple of days.
Well, it certainly has been tremendous to have had you and to know all about naturally sweet desserts. You're doing a fantastic job out there in Philadelphia, and we can't thank you enough for spending a moment with us here today on EPN. Have a great one, and thanks so much.
It was a pleasure being here. Have a wonderful day.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Charamaine Johnson, the owner and baker of Naturally Sweet Desserts, with a mission to increase consumption of plant-based foods and empower customers to make healthy food choices. And the website of reference is NaturallySweetDesserts.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Take a listen to our new live location, as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.